The 2018 midterm elections are on pace to shatter spending records. Our next story is about a race that's drawing some of that big money. It's in New Mexico, and it is a race that usually doesn't get a lot of attention, a race for land commissioner. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Even in New Mexico, the land commissioner is not a well-known position. But don't let that fool you. The person in that role is responsible for a combined area larger than 9 U.S. states, 9 million acres of state trust lands. The goal is to get revenues from those lands that go on to fund the state's public schools and parks, and there's almost no oversight. Here's Ray Powell, who served two stints in the position.
The land commissioner can sell the land, lease the land, or trade the land without anybody else's approval, which is unlike any other constitutional office I've ever heard of.
So if you're a rancher who wants to graze cattle on state lands, you go to the commissioner. Same if you're a multi-billion dollar oil and gas company looking to drill. Or if you're a group that wants more renewable energy.
We're seeing more money than ever before being spent on the land commission office.
Brian Sanderoff is a political analyst and pollster in New Mexico, and he says you can't watch TV for more than 5 minutes without seeing ads like this.
Why are Chevron and big oil and gas companies spending $2 million supporting Pat Lyons for state land commissioner? Because they know he's their man in the state land office.
As a legislator, Stephanie Garcia Richard killed an opportunity for rural communities such as Tierra Amarilla to have reliable heating resources.
The ads are being paid for largely by out-of-state interests. Oil and gas companies are lining up behind Patrick Lyons, a Republican who's been in the office before. Environmental groups are supporting Stephanie Garcia Richard, a Democrat who's promised to hold oil and gas accountable.
I believe that I represent the future. He represents the past.
Garcia Richard says she's not out to pull the plug on oil and gas. The state relies heavily on the industry for funds.
But also, I've been quite outspoken in my desire to diversify our economy in New Mexico and to really provide bold leadership around buildup of renewable energy on state land.
Lyons, her opponent, says he's also for renewable energy, but oil and gas is the state's bread and butter. And he points out it's booming right now.
Let's ride this the best we can. You know, with a $2 billion surplus, you know how much infrastructure we can do in schools and bridges and highways? I mean, we can do a lot of infrastructure in New Mexico, and that's what's so important that we have someone that works with the oil and gas companies to make sure we maximize our revenue at the same time taking care of our lands.
The fight in some ways mirrors a larger one playing out nationally. The Trump administration is pushing its America Energy First agenda, opening up more public lands for oil and gas drilling, propping up coal, all in an effort to try and boost the economy. Environmental groups, citing climate change, are pushing for a rapid shift to renewables like solar and wind. Demise Foster is with Conservation Voters New Mexico.
The state level is where it's at now to be able to put protections in place and get these really good candidates elected.
For example, she says if Garcia Richard is elected,
we can do things like implement a statewide methane capture rule,
which would force oil and gas companies to capture emissions of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas on state lands. The Trump administration has rolled back those types of regulations nationally. Foster's group and others are also targeting public utility commission races in New Mexico, Arizona, Nebraska, and Georgia. The goal, they say, is to shape the country's energy future from the bottom up. Nathan Rott, NPR News.